There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. You're listening to Winning in Business on The Business Breakfast.
In association with Al Namous by Dua.
Power connection in one step in 7 days.
And as promised, our Winning in Business guest this morning is His Excellency Abdulaziz Al Gharir, the founder and chairman of Maastricht Bank, also the chairman of the Gulf Family Business Council. Now, he has been speaking to DubaiEye's very own Tim Elliott after an event looking at the issues, some of the problems that family businesses can face in the Gulf. And Tim started this interview by asking Mr. Al Gharir what he considered to be the biggest of those challenges, particularly when it came to succession.
We always wish to have a very smooth transition from generation to generation. As you know, in the last 50 years, the economic development of UAE have grown dramatically. And along with that also, the family business have grown dramatically. So ensuring there is a smooth transition from generation to generation, this is happening now because the family size has also grown, the size of the wealth has grown, and we want to make sure there is a very smooth transition and there's no discontinuation of the family business.
Many of these challenges are universal. They apply wherever you are in the world, of course. Families around the world face them. What makes, do you think, the challenges in this particular part of the world unique?
In the past, this was easy to resolve because you can split the wealth very smoothly because the size is small. Because our size of the wealth of these family business in the Gulf and the UAE are so big now, no family really have gone through this transition from generation to generation. So for many family, it's almost the first time they tackle this issue. And now more family insist that they want to maintain the enterprise. They don't want to split it between, you know, 5 brothers and 3 sisters, which happened in the past, but they want now to maintain the business and creating maybe a legal structure to allow for the continuation. It is really first time meeting this challenge.
Typically, when we consider succession planning in the Gulf, we think of GCC national families, UAE families, Saudi Arabian families. But increasingly, we have wealthy and more wealthy expatriate families who are now facing succession. What advice would you give to wealthier expatriate families?
I think for a wealthy expatriate, they're part and parcel of the economy in the UAE. And it's also as important as a local UAE family to look at their next step, where they want to take their business and how they want to transfer it from generation to generation. For foreign expat company, I mean, DIFC offer a very legal structure on how they want to handle their company. But more importantly, we always say the founder of the business must have his vision how he wants to carry on the business after his departure.
It's interesting that you mentioned the legal structure and the DIFC. I wanted to ask you about corporate governance, which elements of corporate governance that should be a priority for family firms.
First, the realization of the founder, I must leave behind me one entity, structured, proper legal structure, putting all his assets under one this legal structure and ensuring there is a corporate governance in place. And ideally, he should step out of the day-to-day management and almost hand over the keys to his next generation and watch from distance and monitor and see how his next generation is handling the business. This is a challenge for people who have been working all their life, founding the business. We find them very difficult for them to let go. But someday they will have to let go. And I prefer they let go a little bit earlier and watch his wish to see it in, at play.
When it comes to raising finance, what are the pros and the cons when it comes to preparing for succession planning? The pros and cons of a stock market listing?
Always the last option is listed in a public offer. So you go to IPO and ensure that your family will continue. Then it's no longer a family business. It's a publicly listed company. And if I have a choice between have no legal structure, no corporate governance, no smooth transition of a family business to the next generation, I would always recommend they should go to IPO. Why we go to IPO? Because there are proper legal structure requirement. There is a proper legal structure corporate governance. There is a third party monitoring the company from corporate governance, from legal structure. So they ensure that when the legal structure is correct, now the challenge will be to drive the business forward.
The next few questions pertain slightly more to your experience, and I hope we can draw on that. They are very general. The first of them is, what is your philosophy when it comes to building a business?
I mean, my philosophy is for you choose what business you excel and you go forward with that. Something you enjoy to do, something you love, something you're passionate about it, and continue driving that. And we also know business do not last forever. There are opportunities and you should be able to change your portfolio mix or business mix depending on which period you are in. So we have seen some business come up from nowhere and we have seen old business disappear. So if you look at the online business now, how valuable these are online business. So they came from nowhere in the last 5 years.
What advice would you offer a young entrepreneur starting out?
For any young entrepreneur, you should talk to people who have made a success in their business. Keep asking questions and don't settle for one right answer. We want them to learn from people who have done it once and twice and been successful in the past. So they should not feel shy of asking questions.
Given the size and the success of the Algarais family conglomerate, what are your aspirations for the future of the group?
Well, of course, we want our group to continue to prosper, grow, and expand not only in the UAE, but also regionally. And of course, the fields we are good at, but we also need to diversify our business portfolio, keep adding a new business to our portfolio.
That's the business side, the group side. What about for yourself? What goals have you set for yourself personally to accomplish in the future?
People goals change from time to time. So if you are at early 20s, your goals are different. 30s are different. 40s are different. 50s are different. 60s are different. So it depends on individual. Of course, one has to enjoy whatever he does, whether he is 20s, in the 20s or 30s or 50s and 60s. But yes, we can all be successful on the business side. I think we should also look at our role and involvement in the social fabric of the society we live. So we do have a role to look after the, you know, the social development of our country, our cities, and our people.
Final question for you, if I may ask you slightly more personally, just for the benefit of our audience to build up a rounded picture. What are your personal hobbies and your personal passions?
Well, to stay focused in the business and to stay alert, I find exercising at 6:30 in the morning gives me energy and it gives me also focus for the rest of the day. So I start my day from the gym at 6:30 in the morning.
There you go. Start your day in the gym at 6:30 in the morning. Life tip.
We are all going to be doing that. So tomorrow morning on the Business Breakfast, we'll do the first half an hour, then we're off.
That is His Excellency Abdulaziz Al Ghurair.
Winning in business on Dubai Eye.
In association with Al Namous by Dua.
Power connection in one step in 7 days.
And if you want to know more about Al Namous, go to dewa.gov.ae. You can get your electrical connections in just one step and 7 days.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.